When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Forever Dog.
Hey skunks, this is a difficult episode, and I sort of question whether or not I wanted to release it, but in the spirit of journalistic integrity and in the spirit of pursuing the truth warts and all, I decided that I had to, for you and for me. All right, love you guys, see you soon.
Sometimes a school is incredible, and you can't quite explain it, so you try. Is Hampton High?
Hello, hello, you're listening to Hampton High, the podcast that asks the question, what about WTF with Mark Maron, but for my school? I'm your host, Hampton McKelvey, I'm a junior, and I'm talking to Rockville Prep's most interesting students, staff, and all the above. Rockville Prep, go Skunks! Hello, everyone, thank you for listening to the only podcast hosted by me right now. But I do think sometimes, to get into it, like, I do think there is, like, more for me one day in terms of, like, other, like, hosting opportunities right now. This is not, like, to announce anything. I'm just, like, fucking free, like, associating right now. And by the way, I can curse and you can curse, so just so you know.
Oh, I can?
Yeah, it's we'll, like...
Okay, cool.
I'll introduce you, but yeah. I was just letting you know, because I curse, so I heard you. I just realized that you're like, you know.
I'm a teacher.
Yeah, yes, but I'll introduce you, but just like, you can curse here, and it will be bleeped out. But also, if you think it's inappropriate for me to curse, I don't have to, because it's like, you know, teacher's rules, I suppose. You know what I mean?
I mean, I don't care.
Okay, great. That fucking rules. Anyways, what I was trying to say, that we'll edit that out, is that... Sorry. Is that we have a, I guess all I'm saying is that this is the only podcast hosted by me, and the emphasis I was trying to make was that that's only for right now. So, like, if you're listening in the future, like, there could be other ones. Dude, what is going on for me? I'm, like, getting a big head right now. I haven't even started this pod. This is a really great episode. I'm just going to introduce my guest right now. This is my teacher. Though she's actually, like, a teacher assistant, but she's just a teacher to me. I have Miss Helen Smith Miller.
Thank you, Hampton.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good.
It's so good to see you. You know, you're one of my favorite students.
Thank you, Ms. Smith Miller.
Hampton is, for everyone listening, he really has so much potential. I tell your parents that every PTA meeting. I say you can really see the creativity in him. You know, you're really engaged, you're curious, and thank you so much for having me on this podcast. You know, I, of course, listen to Mark Maron, WTF. I'm very into comedy.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's so cool. I didn't know older people do that.
I did. I went to a comedy show the other day, Sinbad. Have you heard of him?
No.
Maybe he's a little before your time, I think.
I guess. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Was it good?
It was great.
That's awesome.
It was really great.
And see, this is what's actually pretty cool about you, I feel like. It's like you actually talk to me like a human being. Do you know what I mean? Like, where you will be like,
Sorry, do you mind if I drink my big gulp?
Not at all. Go ahead.
I love the big gulp. It's only 79 cents. You get all this soda.
Yeah, it's totally fine.
Diet, of course.
Yeah,
you know.
Not that you need
Miss Smith Miller is single. You know, she's still got to look her best.
Dude, see, though, this is why you're cool. Because, like, you're like, but I wanted you to be honest, because, like, we actually talk to each other and, like, hang out. And, like, during, like, free periods, I can actually come to your, like, room and talk.
Yes,
and just, like,
I love to be available for my students.
Yeah, and it's not, like, a weird thing. It's just, like, teachers and students can be, like, friends. You know what
Absolutely.
I mean?
Absolutely. With boundaries, of course.
Of course. of course, you're still my teacher.
But I know that a lot of students feel really disconnected from their teachers. And,
yes.
You know, I'm still young. I won't tell you how young I am, but I remember what it's like to be a teen. You know, it's not easy. So
yeah.
I want to be there for the kids. I want to feel like they can come to me,
yeah,
you know.
For sure. And I think that, like, your reputation in school sort of speaks to that. Everyone knows you are the one that's chill. If there's a problem, we can come to you. If there's, like, gossip, because you also kind of like our gossip, too.
That's so nice. Unlike Miss Olson. I shouldn't say that.
I am happy for you to say that, but...
It's inappropriate.
Here's what I'll say. I will not censor you from saying that stuff, because that would be really fucking fun, but, like, as your friend, you probably shouldn't.
The only thing I will say is, like, she can't teach, but she's a nice woman, and anyways, I'm just so... happy to be here and here with the kids. Like I said, you're one of my favorites. You're in my English class.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Have you been liking what we've been studying this year? You've been doing really well.
Yeah. You know, I actually have. And I'm sort of surprised by that because, like, I haven't read a lot of chick authors before. And
I've told you they're called female authors.
Female authors. Right.
And I don't think we need to distinguish that much between male and female authors as you do. I said that in class.
You did. Yeah. Okay. I mean, yes, you're right. But
I love your engagement with the sort. You're loving Jane Austen.
Yes, that's who I'm in love. We're reading Pride and Prejudice, which is like
wonderful.
When it started, I was like, "What is this?" And like, this is like kind of boring. But like, it's amazing.
Our tenth graders struggle with Pride and Prejudice. They do. But most of them, even the boys who, you know, I know we read Fight Club this year, which you guys really liked.
I was obsessed with Fight Club. And like oh my God, if I can spoil the end for anyone, where it's like, it's actually different from the movie. So in the movie, they like stay alive. In the book, the Edward Norton character actually kills himself. And the last chapter is this thing where like he's in fucking the afterworld. You know, he's like, I've escaped Tyler Durden. And then someone's like, another like dead person in like heaven or whatever is like, we're trying to bring you back. Like, mind blown,
you know?
And they make bombs out of, like, orange juice and shit. It's like, I've never read a book like that before. I mean, that's, like, literature.
Yes. Well, as I was saying, is that literature can come in many forms. And even some of our boys who appreciate that sort of over-the-top, satirical, violent type of writing can also really appreciate Jane Austen.
Yes. So, yeah, like I agree. Like, if I read this
Pride
in 10th grade...
Pride and Prejudice has plenty of action, okay?
Oh,
you
yeah.
don't need guns and bombs and fighting clubs to be engaged with the source material.
I mean, I will say, like, Mr. Wickham is, like, that. What that character does to everyone is the equivalent of, like, you know, realizing that Tyler was a split personality. You know, he's a liar, that he is, like, a bad dude. Because he seems so fucking chill.
Absolutely.
At first.
I love the critical thinking that you're exhibiting right now. I have really watched you grow this year, Hampton.
Thank
you
very
much. And that's been really exciting.
Thank you.
I love teaching.
Yeah.
You know, I just finished school a couple years ago. Rockville Prep's the first place that I've worked.
Oh,
you know,
okay,
go
cool.
Skunks. I really do. Yeah. I love
calculating your age right now.
Yes.
I'm just joking around.
I could really see a career in comedy or something for you.
Oh no, I would never. I'd be too freaked out.
Hey, you're already doing this Marc Maron. I mean, comedy is just podcasts now. That's all you gotta do.
Well, it's interesting to me that like Marc Maron and Joe Rogan are like our comedians who
you
do
like
so
them.
Well. I like them, and I like Terry Gross.
Yes,
that
Terry
makes me a little
Gross.
Bit different.
Yes, that makes you really sort of complex, esoteric, unique.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would say so.
Really special kid. You're a really special kid.
Okay, we get it. All right, you can chill out. This is like, you don't have to like. But we can just talk.
How are your finals going?
It's good. We're almost done. I finished the English essay.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys.
I can't tell you how you did, but
I know.
Well.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Yes. That's really.
I graded that one myself. Well, that was,
okay.
I don't actually remember grading it. I graded all the papers last night. Towards the end, I think I was just kind of giving kids sort of whatever because I was so tired. you know, but you did great.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
okay, cool.
You did really good on that test.
Yeah.
Leslie did not do so good. I shouldn't. Let's have a code name for the kids. Let's call her Melanie. Melanie Smith.
Okay, there. You know, sorry, there is a Melanie Smith in the freshman class.
Yeah.
So we shouldn't.
Well, that's who I'm talking about. And she failed her test abysmally. Off the record, of course.
We'll edit that one out just because, like, you know, like, I think there's obviously space to...
She is probably not going to go far in life. I cannot see much happening for her. It's going to be, I mean, she'll be lucky if she gets anything sort of like in an office or beyond. Yeah, so.
Yeah. But
so Pride and Prejudice
is just
an incredible book. And mm-hmm. I, you know, we've been exploring the themes, and like you said, Mr. Wickham, such a complex character.
Yeah.
And I love seeing the boys being able to engage with chick authors, as you say.
Well, can I say, is it like one thing that I learned from that book kind of is that, like, I just didn't know guys could be seen like that. You know what I mean? Like the way that,
yes,
the way that he was like, the way he was an asshole was like a way I was sort of like, if I can say, it was kind of like a subtle, it was like subtle. It was like being a subtle and an asshole kind of way.
Yes.
Being an asshole and a subtle kind of way.
He's a fucking piece of shit. You said I could curse, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Mr. Wickham is just like the embodiment of a fuckboy. Do you know what a fuckboy is, Hampton?
Yeah, I know what a fuckboy is. I've been called one myself a few times.
You have? I can't see that. You're such a nice boy.
To be perfectly honest, I think all guys have been called it before, and which sort of like devalues the word, because I think like women will like use that word just to be like a guy who wasn't cool to her, which like...
That's interesting.
You know, I'm not trying to say like the person wasn't cool to you, but like a fuckboy is... It's not whatever. It's not everyone who's wronged you. It's not every
That's
guy.
That's interesting.
You
know what I mean? That's interesting.
Do you know what I mean?
That's interesting. Yeah, I'm glad that we can talk like this. You know, it's nice to hear from the kids and really how they're feeling.
Yeah.
You know? It's nice to hear. You know, as a kid, I didn't really have that. I didn't really have teachers that would like really sort of reach out to me. And you know, my teachers were all very old, and I'm young. I'm still young. You know, I'm only 25.
Got it.
So much. There's so much left of my...
Yeah.
I guess I am, if I live to be 100, I'm already a quarter way through my life, though. You know, I'm very into, speaking of Pride and Prejudice, so you're also in my French class, because I assist both in the English and French.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Yes, you're good at French.
Oh, thank you. Merci
Do you like
beaucoup.
French? See, we'll work on the accent, but that's good.
Thank you, yeah.
You're a good student, Hampton. You really are. I don't like all the kids here, you know. Miss Smith Miller is cool. She is cool.
Yeah.
She is very cool. Miss Smith Miller is happy. She is a good teacher. But, you know, some of these kids I don't click with.
Yeah.
I don't click with them.
That's cool. I mean, you know, we don't... I want this to be like a real kind of... You know, you can certainly be real
can
here.
Can I be
like,
real?
Yeah, of course. I just like, you know, people listen to it. So
can
like,
I be
just,
real with you?
Yeah, just be aware that people listen to it. So
I thought that by 25, I'd be living in Paris. Have you ever been to Paris?
No.
I love Paris. It's beautiful. I went once. I studied abroad in college and, you know, I was studying to be an author. You know, I wanted to...
Oh, I know that. You wanted to write?
Yeah, I wanted to write a novel, you know.
You should do that. Like, you know so much about novels, and, like, you're so smart, and, like, you're...
Yeah.
You know, like, you should do that. You'd probably do a really good... Like, what's, like, a novel you'd want to write?
Well, you know, I got halfway through my novel. It's about a woman who's sort of going through her sexual peak in France, in Paris, and... She takes a lover. You know what a lover is, Hampton.
Yeah, I know what a lover is.
Yeah. You're turning a little red, are you? I thought we could be real with each other.
Yeah, no, we're being real. Just, you know.
You're how old, Hampton? You're 16?
I'm 16, yeah.
So these are mature topics, but you're almost an adult. You know, you're driving.
Yeah.
Are you driving, Hampton? Do you have a license?
Yeah, I have a license.
Could you potentially drive someone today? Just hypothetically.
Yeah, yeah. No, I can.
You're
I can,
able to drive. You have a car with you, right? On
yeah,
campus.
Yeah, no, I have a car on campus. Yeah, I can give a.
Paris is beautiful this time of year.
For sure.
It is. You know, I should organize our French class. I should take us to Paris.
That would be cool.
I should take Madame Bussel's class to Paris.
Right, of course.
Wouldn't that be wee wee? That would just be incredible.
Yeah.
I met a man named Pierre, and he was beautiful. He was absolutely beautiful.
Do you want like some water or something?
No, okay. I got my big gulp.
Okay.
I got my big gulp, right? You know what? Diet Mountain Dew is actually one of the best sodas in the world. People don't know that.
Oh, cool. Can I have a sip? Can I try?
Yeah.
I don't have to use your straw or anything.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Have a sip.
Thanks. Oh.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. I mean, you're...
it's a strong gulp.
Yeah, well, I mean, Ms. Smith-Miller is, I mean, you're in 10th grade, right?
I'm a junior.
You're a junior?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow. Time flies. Goodness, I just thought, you're a junior?
Yeah, yeah. 16.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise. Well, you're probably partying and stuff, you know, you're going to.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to bashers.
You're
used to this stuff. You're a pro. You're not a pro.
Yeah. Do you want some?
The French start drinking with their kids at age 9. Did you know that? Did you know that?
Yeah.
They're like, if you can sit on the bar stool, you can have a beer. That's how the phrase goes. But it's in French, so it sounds different.
Yeah. Sure.
It's an Italian phrase as well, actually. But I don't speak Italian.
Okay.
Yeah, so drinking is just a part of European culture, honestly, and not like America. In America, they binge drink, and that's really the problem.
Yeah, of course.
The problem is, honestly, it's the binge drinking. It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's terrible what American college culture has become.
Yeah. You know, maybe I can just
throw out another sip?
I can just throw out the rest for you. I feel like you've probably...
Hampton, my special little student. You're just... You know what? I can tell you're going places, and I don't want you to forget Miss Smith-Miller. I don't want you to forget Miss Smith-Miller and how she taught you Pride and Prejudice.
No, I'm not going to. You've been a really good teacher, and like so many students over the years are always going to think of you, and like you have like a long...
Do you think?
Yeah, and like you're going to like, you know, in 20 years, I'm going to come back to this class, and you're going to like inspire so many other people, and you're going to, you know...
Will you visit me in 20 years?
Yeah.
Will you promise me right now that you're gonna thank you, guys? So, Thank you so much. Will you promise me that in 20 years from today, 20 years from today,
sure,
today, you will come to this studio?
Yeah,
because you know what? I'll probably still be working at Hampton High.
It's the name of the podcast.
Rockville Prep. I'll probably, you know what?
Okay,
I'll probably still be working at Rockville Prep. 20 years from now.
Well, I think that would be...
I'll have written nothing.
Well, you know, this every day starts with a... If you start something today...
Do you think it's easy, Hampton? Do you think it's easy for me to just teach you 60 hours a week and then write a novel in my free time? Do you actually think that's something I can do?
No, but, you know, I guess summer is happening, so, like, teachers don't teach in the summers, so...
You know what? My big gulp's empty. Just give me a second.
Oh my God.
That takes the edge off.
I'll have some of that. You know, that's a lot for you, so maybe I'll just...
No, I don't think you should. I'm the responsible adult here. I can't let a teenager drink.
Okay.
I can't let a teenager have alcohol in my presence. Here you go. You can have some. You can have a little bit. Here you go. Just don't say on air. If Mr. Principal is listening, just know that the teachers deserve a raise. Okay, you know what I'm doing? What are your summer plans, Hampton?
Oh.
Yeah, how are your summer plans?
Oh, well, I'm going to have
to... No, tell Miss McNally your summer plans.
Yeah, no, I'm
you're one of my best students, and I love you.
Thank you. I'm probably going to have to work for my dad this summer, but I'm trying to see if he'll let
me... You know what I do during the summer, Hampton?
No. Do you teach?
I waitress at Brookside by day. I serve your parents pancakes every flipping Saturday. Do you know how embarrassing that is?
Flipping
means fucking, Hampton.
I was thinking pancake flipping, and so I thought.
I get it. What? That's actually, I told you, you're going to be a comedian. You're going to be a comedian. You're not even going to remember who I am.
I will.
I serve your parents Sunnyside Eggs Benedict at 6 a.m. every summer, just so I can make enough money to pay my rent and feed my dog. You know what my dog's name is?
No, what's your dog's name?
Mr. Darcy. He's named for the man that never came. I've never had a boyfriend, Hampton.
Okay, Miss Miller.
Have you had a girlfriend?
Yeah, I have.
You're only 16. I mean, like, honestly, what is wrong with me?
I think nothing's wrong with you. I think you're a talented person.
Fuck this big gulp. It's just a waste of time. I'm just going to take straight from the bottle.
Okay.
Can
you maybe just have some water or something? Jesus Christ.
Do you vape? Do you jewel? Are you a jeweler?
I've, like, jeweled before. I don't have my own jewel just because, like, I don't want to get into that habit.
You seem a little uptight right now, Hampton.
I'm not.
You seem a little bit tense.
I'm cool. I'm just
Miss Smith Miller is everyone's favorite teacher at Rockville.
You are.
I got voted Assistant Teacher of the Year. What does that even mean?
It means you're the best.
They didn't give me any money.
It means you're the best at what you do. That's a huge...
All I got was a stupid fucking trophy.
That trophies are a representation of success, and that's, you know, and quality in a field. And I think that you sort of have maintained excellence in what you do. I'm just going to grab that bottle real quick.
Take it. Why don't you just take it? I still have my big gulp anyway. Just take it. Take it from me. Okay. I don't need it.
Yeah.
What time is it? Like 2 p.m. or it's like it's pretty early still.
Yeah, it's pretty early.
Oh fuck! I have to teach an English class in a couple of hours. Oh, Miss Olson's not here today, so I'm the full teacher.
Maybe we shouldn't talk about Miss Olson right now, just because.
You know what's wrong with Miss Olson? You know what's wrong with half the teachers in this fucking school, Hampton?
No.
You know what? The problem is, they don't connect with you guys. They don't connect with the students. They don't understand the real problems. I'll say it.
Cool. That's great. Hey, Miss Smith Miller. Oh shit. I think that.
Yes.
Do you want to just, you know, take a breath? Take a deep breath.
Do I want to what?
Just take a deep breath. Okay. Why do you do it?
That's called yogic breathing, Hampton. I do yoga every single Saturday. It's the only free time I have.
Okay.
It's the only time I have for my fucking self with all you mouthy goddamn students
well,
around me.
Well, it shows. The yoga shows. So.
In the nose. Out the mouth.
Hey, Smith Miller. You're
Miss Smith Miller.
Jesus Christ.
Not here right now.
Can you
leave a message? Beep.
You are fucking shit faced right now.
Excuse me?
You're shit faced as fuck.
Hampton, I am your teacher. I am your superior. I am your elder. You are being insubordinate right now. That's what you're being. You know what? I always thought you were a nice, respectful student.
Okay, I think we need to, like...
You're a little bitch is what you are.
Hey, who's the coolest freshman? Who do you think is the coolest freshman?
You know who I love?
Who do you love?
I love Emily Wilcott.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh, she is great.
Yes.
I think she is just such a special person.
Yeah,
that's true. You know, she is really... I mean, I can tell she is going places.
Mm-hmm.
She is a real special girl.
Yeah. I once hooked up just with her like at the ravine. So.
Even you ever done with
me. Oh my God.
I used to be a special girl. I was in gifted and talented programs my whole
cool.
life.
Cool. So cool as freshman's the last segment.
Do you know what I wrote? I wrote a pilot. I wrote a television pilot.
I don't know.
It was about four girls who live in Brooklyn. And then fucking Lena Dunham.
I don't know who that is.
It makes me happy you don't know who she is, honestly. Because are you on Twitter?
Yeah.
We should follow each other on Twitter. I'll get your handle before I leave today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you so much.
I need more followers.
Thank you so much for being on, Miss Smith Miller. This has been Hampton High. So thank you so much.
Oh shit! No, it's heartburn. It's just heartburn.
Okay. Jesus, are you? What is going on,
Miss Smith
Miller? Miss Smith Miller, what's going on?
What, are Hampton? You, I'm fine.
Can I? I can't, Hampton, send this. This can't go out.
Absolutely, it can
go
out.
This is a wasted episode. Why did you do this,
Hampton? Why you are made you me yelling waste an at episode? Me right now, Hampton?
Because you fucked up my episode,
Hampton.
No, Miss Smith Miller, you are acting ridiculous. This was an episode I was going to put out. It was supposed to come out this week.
Call me.
I don't have an episode because you ruined this for everyone. You can't do this. If I put this out, you'd be fucking fired. What the fuck, Miss Smith Miller? I thought you were cool.
Call me Helen.
I'll call you Helen.
You can call me Helen.
I'm going to call you Helen.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me, Hampton.
The podcast isn't happening right now. It's already ended.
I had an absolutely wonderful time. This felt free. This felt very good.
This sucks.
Cathartic.
This sucks.
I'll see you in English at 4 o'clock, okay? Don't be late. Do you have a vape? Excuse me. Producer, can I please have a vaporizing pen?
You're talking to a shadow right now. You're talking to a shadow.
I thought that was a person right there. You have to admit that that shadow looks a lot like a person.
It's your shadow. You're talking to your shadow.
Oh, wow. Ugh, I need to lose weight.
Shut up.
All right, I'll see you in English, okay?
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.